Everybody.
Morning.
My name, if you don't know, is Ken. I'm one of the pastors here at our English church, and I also would like to add my welcome to everybody, especially those who are here for the baptism. Welcome to you all. When my wife Karen was a girl, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay. When my wife Karen was a girl, this was her mirror. And so I have permission to hold it, but I want to be careful. I don't want to drop it. It carries a lot of sentimental value. Have you ever dropped a mirror? I have. I've dropped a mirror. It's not a good feeling. It's left me feeling shattered. Now, this talk is called Mirror Memories. It's a bit of a tongue twister. So what I want to do to begin is have you turn to the person next to you and say mirror memories really fast, 10 times really fast. Okay, turn to the person next to you. Go. Father, we do thank you for your message in the book of James, and we ask for your help today to understand it, and we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's pretend each of us have a mirror. Hold the mirror in front of you. Now, no need to raise your hand. Just pretend in your mind that you are holding a mirror in front of you. What do you see? Now, obviously, you see your face. You see yourself. Now, some of you are probably thinking a fine-looking self. Others are thinking, I haven't looked at myself in a mirror for weeks, and we can tell. But how would you rank your appearance? Some of you will probably be thinking, oh, I like to focus on my inner beauty. But how would you rank your appearance? For me, I have a couple of mirrors in my house that I look into. I have one in the bathroom. I look into that mirror. I look great. But I have another mirror in the bedroom. I look into that mirror. I look terrible. I don't know what it is. I think it must be the lighting, but that's the way it is. I heard someone say recently that mirrors don't lie, but they can be selective with the truth. Well, yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. I heard someone else say that my mirror told me that I have a big forehead. And so I said to my mirror, you have a big frame. And then I read somewhere else recently that someone said that I was going to clean my mirror, but I couldn't see the point. I like to think about mirrors every now and then, and on reflection, here's what I think, that if you look into a mirror, then you turn away, you are unlikely to forget what you look like. Now, I'm gonna apply that a little bit later on, but let's just begin with this idea. As we're pretending, hold the mirror in front of you. What do you see? You see yourself. What about the soul? If you could hold a mirror in front of you, what might you see on the soul? Now, by soul, I mean who you are, your identity, your personality, your emotions, your memories, your inner being, your inner core, your spiritual center, in essence, who you are. That is your soul. So if you could hold a mirror in front of your soul, what might you see? Now, if you're a believer, here's what you're going to see. You are going to see the pages of Scripture planted on your soul. Okay? The pages of Scripture, or the name of Jesus, the gospel, the good news of Jesus, you're going to see that planted on your soul. So you get the idea of planted, a little bit like the like trees in the Blue Mountains. Has anyone ever been to Katoomba? The Three Sisters? The lookout there? Out into Megalong Valley, you see millions of trees that are immovable. Can't move them. Planted, immovable, a little bit like the Word of God, planted, immovable on your soul. So look at the reflection. What do you see? If you see the Word planted on your soul, you are more likely to do what it says. Okay, I'll say that again. If you see the Word of God, and if you're a believer, it is. So you say, I can't see, but if you're a believer, let me tell you, it is. If the Word of God is planted on your soul, you are more likely to do what it says. Now, compare that to someone who hears the Word, the Bible, the name of Jesus. It goes through one ear and then out the other. There's going to be nothing on their heart, nothing on their soul. They're more likely to turn away. But as a believer, you are more likely to do what it says. Now, in the book of James, we read a bunch of do's. We read, be quick to listen. Do you remember that? Quick to listen. Slow to anger. Get rid of the moral filth, all the moral filth. Have compassion on orphans and widows, and keep yourself from being polluted from the word, from the world. World, keep yourself being polluted from the world. And so we might ask, how can we do this? Is it some kind of behavioural therapy or some kind of behaviour method that we put in place? How do we do this? Well, no, it is the soul. It is the Word of God planted on our soul that we can draw from the resources of Christ. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, we are able to do these things. We are blessed. We are able to do. And so the last verse, I don't have it on the screen, but hopefully you remember what it is. The last verse said, keep a tight rein on your tongue. And we might ask, how is that possible? We live in a nation filled with profanities. Every now and then, I drive a school bus. I drive a school bus and I drive around all types of schools, private schools, public schools, independent schools, all types of schools. Every now and then, I still do that to help out the bus industry, who are a little bit short on drivers. And let me tell you that from back to front of the bus, when there's no teachers around, the students, it's filled with profanities all the time. How are we going to not be part of that crowd? What's going to make a difference? It is the Word of God planted on the soul. That is going to make the difference. That is how we will be blessed and do. See, Christianity is not a set of rules that you must keep. Otherwise, you will be blasted from heaven. No, Christianity is a blessing. If we humbly accept the word, we are more likely, because it's on our soul, we are more likely to do what it says. Now, we're not going to be perfect. This side of heaven, we're not going to be perfect. But we're going to, with the help of the Holy Spirit, the word on our soul, we're going to be more able, more likely to do it. So, Abby, Christine, Gabriel, Raymond, the mirror is up, okay? The reflection is out. The reflection is shining, because all you are really good looking, so the reflection is shining out, yeah? Your beliefs have been examined. You've sat down, you did a course with Uncle Sung and Auntie Kitty and others who know you well, and it is clear that you have humbly accepted the word. Okay? It is planted on your heart. That means Jesus, the name of Jesus, is planted on your soul. And you are saved. You are saved. You are saved from sin. You're going to heaven. That's just planted, set in concrete. You are saved, you are blessed, and because you have the word on your soul, you are more likely to do what it says. Again, you're not going to be perfect, are you? You're going to grow and get better at it, and you're going to have a lot of times where you wish you did something else, but you're not going to be perfect, but you're more likely to do it because you have the word of God planted on your soul, and the Holy Spirit's going to help you. So your purpose is to keep going. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep coming to church. You have no choice because your parents make you, so that's great. Keep coming to church. Keep coming to youth group. Keep coming to Bible study. Keep listening to the word. Keep filling yourself, going in an ear, planting in the soul, planting it in your heart. Keep listening to the word and keep doing. And you're already doing that. Keep going. That's your calling from me today. Everybody else in the room, if you will, it's also a time for a mirror check. Hold the mirror up in front of your soul. What is the reflection? What do you see? I think you know what you see. You will know whether you've humbly accepted the word, the name of Jesus, the words in the Bible, or it's gone in one ear and out the other. There is no third option. It's not somehow it's gone in, it's sitting there, you're chewing on it. No. If you're chewing on it, you don't believe, it's gone out, or you just reject it, that's basically gone in, one ear, out the other. There's only two options. And I think you know. Now, most of the people in this room, yeah, would have humbly accepted the word. But if you haven't done it, I strongly encourage you to humbly accept the word, Jesus, the Bible, the pages of Scripture, that it might be planted on your soul, that you might be saved, that you might have a right relationship with God, that you might be blessed, that you might have the power to be able to, more likely to do what is written in the Bible. I strongly encourage you if you haven't already. Okay, so final words to Abby, Christine, Gabriel and Raymond, congratulations on your baptism, which is about to take place, yeah? That's great. You happy? You excited? Congratulations. It is a celebration. But this is your mirror memory. Take a snapshot of your soul mirror and know this, that baptism is a sign or let's say a reflection, a sign or a reflection, that the word, and this is news that the word is planted, Jesus